In today's gospel, Christ chooses his 12 apostles and entrusts them with their mission. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus; and Thaddeus, son Simon from Cana; and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, and without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
This I would have said to my father. Now I say it to you, especially those of you who are fathers. To be a good dad is hard. It takes all you've got. And you're only human beings, not the gods or magicians that children hear about in fairy tales and dream about at night. But dad, to be human is more than enough. And to be a good dad who knows the essence of love is plenty. It may even take some kind of superhuman patience during adolescence when you, dad, suddenly don't know too much. Don't worry, because as your son and daughter get older, with each passing year, they know you're getting smarter. But fathers teach us, if we can trust people, if we can trust the world or not, will we be forgiven when we do terrible things or cast out into the darkness? My father was very forgiving, which is a good thing. I remember an incident that took place during the first year that I was at seminary in Bloomfield, Connecticut. And that year was 1972, a very wintry snowfall. And my buddies, Larry and Dave, accompanied me to Berlin for a ski expedition to Wildcat. And it was a very snowy day, and the roads through the notch were ice-covered. And I borrowed my sister's orange and white Pinto. And 2 miles from Wildcat, I drove off the road. And we managed, with the help of passers-by, to drive the car back to my dad's dealership. You know what he said? "Paul, accidents happen. Take my car and enjoy your day." A good lesson in forgiveness and patience. Then my two grandfathers taught me a lot about faith. They were very holy men. And they taught me to value church and prayer. They used to say that they thanked God every day when they went off to bed. And I know they were faithful in prayer. You know, we teach so much without knowing it, and we've learned so much without realizing it. Start for a moment and see in your mind's eye your father or your grandfathers, if you knew them. And what did you learn from them? Did you learn from them good things, profound things, flaws, opinions, skills, tastes, adventures, how to drive? Now, be honest with yourself, these men are likely not saints, though teaching someone how to drive perhaps should qualify anyone for sainthood. And if your relationships were not what you wanted, if somehow things went wrong between the two of you, as so often does with generations, as we cross from one journey of our lives to another, know that you're not alone. Human fathers are fallible. And we, children, have to rediscover the world. And sometimes the only way that comes about is by becoming independent. Yes, there are men who maybe should not be fathers. There is cruelty and abuse in some families, but most fathers are just humans with gifts, with great gifts, trying to do the best they can. And there are many words I never got to say to my dad. He died 25 years ago from a stroke. But so much of what I am today is because of his gifts to me. He always said, "Paul, no matter what you do in life, do it well." He taught me a great deal about service and how to be present to other human beings. He believed that man and woman were inherently good, and we needed to hold people with a sense of esteem and dignity. He was a grocer, a salesman. I inherited some of his qualities. But on this Father's Day, I want to say thank you to my father, to all you fathers who nurture and shelter and love their children. Our world depends on you. Our human future is in your hands as you walk the floors at night, exhausted, maybe holding a baby, or later on in life, waiting for that door car to slam. Thank you for your blessings, your care, and your love. And we now pray for all fathers. So I'd ask you to stand. I forgot the copy of my blessing, so it's on my cell phone. Thank God for technology. So if dads or dads-to-be, grandfathers, anyone who fits into that realm of father, please stand as we bless you. Blessed are you, Lord and Father of all life, who have given to us the gift of our fathers. Today we honor them, and we thank them for the numerous good things that are ours because of them. Their love for us has been a sign of your divine affection and their sharing in your holy love. Their continuous concern for our needs and welfare is a mirror of your holy providence. And so we honor them. We praise you, the Father of all peoples. Bless them this day with your strength, your holy power, that they may continue to be a sign of you, our God, and a priestly parent to our families. May we who have the honor of bearing their family name do so with great gratitude and assist them with their holy duties as parents, with our obedience, our respect, and our affection. Bless them, Lord, with happiness, good health, with peace, and good fortune, so that they who shared their very lives with us, who gave us life, may live forever with you, our Heavenly Father. To all fathers, may this Father's Day be a blessing, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, fathers.